Old Trafford is actually falling down, Blake.
Old Trafford is falling down.
Thing that is kind of...
This is copyright free, by the way. Do you know why I'm playing this?
No.
Because it looks like it looks like a circus.
Because it looks like a circus. We here.
That's it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 6 Yard Box Podcast. You're checking in for episode 87 of the program, where Julian is on 3 hours of sleep and has already made a mistake. Yeah, damn
two,
it.
2 weeks in a row now.
Yikers!
No. We restarted last. Yeah, we did, last week's
but
intro.
It was
And it was actually your mistake first.
Wow. Low-key sackable offense, in my opinion. Yep. But
whoa.
As for many things that happened
this week. Hey, we can try you guys introing. I don't mind handing over the duty.
I didn't say that.
I'll be okay. We let Miles back in soon, and he intros again. How do you like that?
Whatever the general consensus
whatever producer wants to do. Anyways, guys, today we're going over Liverpool's historic season being ruined in 7 days' time. We're going over the latest in Premier League action. We are actually reviewing the Champions League still from last week because we didn't do an extra episode last Thursday.
We didn't.
I was
disappointed.
It was to be fair, outside circumstances. To be fair, all the studios in this
were booked
facility
when
were booked
we
out.
Checked.
Did you see why it was booked up?
No, I didn't check. No.
Why?
I'm going to try to find it if someone else talks, but essentially there was a concert going on out there.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah.
Oh. That's crazy. Yeah. And they booked out our studios for a concert?
They booked out all of the studios.
Wow.
And they weren't using
So we wouldn't have been able to anyway?
We wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
That studio was, even the ones that we never used all
okay.
booked
okay.
out.
Okay, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Like
not too mad about it then. But it was frustrating though, but it's okay.
I know. It's not ideal. Being late to the Champions League party, reviewing all this stuff, especially when we had such a good round of fixtures last week.
Mm-hmm.
I will briefly touch it. I'm
we're brief.
We go.
We're we briefly going to go over it. It. By the time people are listening to this, it will be a week old. So we're just going to give our takes. We're going to move on. But yeah, boys, let's go over it really quickly. Blake, Antoine, how are you guys doing first and foremost?
Go
fantastic.
Ahead. I'm doing good too. I don't know why I wore this a Barca kit today.
You've been loving that Barca kit.
It's probably my favorite in my collection.
Valid.
I did buy a new jersey.
Oh,
yeah, it's
Arsenal
on the way.
Kit?
Definitely not an Arsenal kit.
Okay,
I have to rep the team. Obviously, would you guys like to take a guess who the player is on the back?
Desiree Dewey.
Yeah.
I'm literally so locked in, Chad. So locked in.
I had to.
Personally, me, I'm as like, you can see, I'm wearing my black sweater. Shout out black.
Point 0.5 seconds after that last penalty, I bought the jersey.
Really?
Yeah, give it to me. It's not the fourth kit because it's sold out.
Fair.
But it's the nice away kit, okay, with the Eiffel Tower. I'll bring it out though.
We take those.
Yeah.
What else was I gonna say? Do we like my Fonzie kit?
Yeah. I need a new Canada kit.
What year is it? This is
from
prime,
whatever the World Cup was.
Okay, this is like prime Fonzie.
Yeah.
Lad, he's like 25. You're such a hater for what reason?
I'm not a hater.
I walk into the studio. I bring this up because I walk into the studio today and then I take off my sweater and Antoine's giving me a little stare.
Oh.
He's giving me a little side eye because, as we know, you have a little thing for Fonzie, not in the good way.
I'm not going to justify myself once again.
You're just a hater.
I'm not a hater. I just think there's better left fullbacks in the world.
Sure.
And no one's disagreeing with you on that. You just take the
I need you guys to take your Canadian bias out of it.
Attacking wise,
he's very good attacking
there's
wise.
There's not many fullbacks that are better than him.
Not many, but
Alphonso Davies genuinely could be like the best attacking fullback of this generation.
Okay.
But you're laughing at me.
No.
Name me one better.
I can't off the top of my head.
That just shows you that I'm correct.
No, DeMarco is better attacking wise.
Probably Trent.
Trent as well. Teo Hernandez is also better.
Fair. Okay. DeMarco and Trent, yes. Teo.
Nuno Mendes is better.
Oh, Hakimi. See, and then
Hakimi is better.
See, this is what I mean. This is what I mean. When I get called a homer and then he makes all these homer takes, who did he say? Two PSG guys, a French guy, and the most widely renowned attacking fullback we've ever seen.
Brother, it makes sense that they're good players. Like, I'm going to hype them up right now because they're playing well, and I seriously think if they weren't a part of PSG, I would still give them this praise.
Okay.
Balde.
Oh, yes. My God, bro.
This season?
All right.
Like, yes. 30 games under his belt?
What, this season? Yes, I'm taking Balde over Davies. Lads, like, that's not... Come on. Seriously.
All right.
I respect the player.
Which is also his bias because you know he loves Barca.
I respect the player that he is and everything he's done for Canadian football. He's transformed what is known as Canadian football nowadays. Seriously, like it was in the slumps and now it's not primarily because of him. I just think that Canadians and just Canadians in general tend to hype him up a little too much. 5 years ago, I was in that hype. I think he was probably the best fullback in the world at that point. But it's been 5 years. His level has regressed a little bit, and I think people are now overrating him.
Fair. Did you put him in your overrated 11?
No, I didn't. I don't know why. He just didn't come to mind. Fuck. I put Fernando Mendy. I should have.
We're going to get clip.
Like, he's not overrated. He may not. Like, if you could say he's lost some of his impact from 2022 or his prime seasons with Bayern, but I don't know. To call him overrated is very harsh.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I would agree. All right. Well, speaking of...
I do want a new kit, though. I do want a new kit.
Huh?
I want a new kit.
A new what?
Like a new Canada kit for the World Cup.
Who'd you get?
Davies or Osorio, because I know a lot of people don't like Osorio on TFC. TFC suck. This was supposed to be a podcast about Canadian football a little bit, obviously.
At the very beginning of it?
Yeah. TFC suck. We don't have to get into it, but they suck, and they're going to be terrible. But I do love Osorio, so...
All right. Anyways, speaking of your beautiful kit, speaking of Barca, let's go over their game really quickly with Benfica. Lamine Yamal was 2-2-2, good for them. They came out as 3-1 winners, 4-1 on aggregate.
Why'd you look at me, Antoine?
No, I was going to ask a question, but I think since it's Julian's team, we should let him have the mic for a second.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't have too much to say. I mean, Lamine Yamal was just too good. He's amazing incredible, goal, an amazing assist.
Yeah.
And
in the spirit of reconciliation, Julian, my friend, Antoine, my other friend, and in the spirit of, you know,
what are you doing?
Righting my wrongs.
Okay.
Yamal might
it
be.
It just.
No, see?
No, but it just. Sorry, continue your
sentence. No, I'm done. No, you lost it. No, you lost it.
It just baffles me that it took you this long to realize it.
No, and you lost it. You tried to play smart ass with me. This is the exact type of behavior I was talking about that gets me angry because you think you can take advantage of my kindness.
Okay.
And my ability to admit when I'm incorrect about something.
And what were you incorrect about?
Yamal could potentially on some days be clear of Saka. Not all the time.
All the time.
But right now, the one that's been playing every day, pretty much not carrying their team, but
I'd say probably their best attacking outlet. Yeah. By Rafinha, but Rafinha's just converting the chances. Lamine Yamal is mostly creating them.
He's fantastic.
I appreciate your clearness on this. Although we are one sack of corner assist away on his debut.
Absolutely.
Back from
absolutely.
Him to switch again.
Because he's fantastic.
It bothers me that it took you this long to finally admit it.
It bothers me that it takes you this long for a lot of things, but.
Such as?
I'm not getting into it.
Okay. Because you don't have examples.
It bothers me a lot that I have to have these conversations all the time.
Okay.
And it bothers me that you think that the discrepancy between the two players is big. Do you think it is between Yamal and Saka?
I don't think it's massive. I think there's a gap.
All right.
There's a pretty. Medium to large gap.
See, I would disagree, but you know what? That's okay. And we move on.
And we do move on.
And we respect you for that opinion.
Now, was that assist on the first goal, according to you guys?
That's a shot.
You think it's a shot?
Yeah.
I think so too.
But who cares?
Bro, I don't know how he swazzed it with his side foot.
That was crazy.
How does one do that?
Like, it has to be miskick.
Drops the defender and then pulls out that crazy assist. Yeah. I was watching my friend. We both looked at each other like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Did he just do that? Deliberately.
But you give him the benefit of the doubt with players like that. Like, who cares?
Like, yeah.
At the end, like, who cares? it was fantastic.
How are we rating Barcelona's chances in the Champions League at the moment? Because now they go play...
Who are they playing, Julian?
They play Dortmund.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, I'm so tired. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Goodness. They play Dortmund, they play the winner of...
Take a sip.
They play the winner of...
Inter Bayern.
Inter. Yeah.
Which, by the way, prime 2010 Champions League final, that.
Yeah, it's good. I think their chances are high, to be honest. They are, like, you could say they're in the easier end. There is no easy end of the bracket. You could say they're in the less attacking, adept end of the bracket.
I think they're in the less competitive side of the bracket,
yeah.
For sure.
If
you take all the teams into consideration, the harder part was mostly the left side, or the side in Arsenal, Liverpool, Madrid, PSG are on.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, they have a really good shot at it. And
yeah, if they don't pass this Dortmund team, there's a problem, because their Dortmund team again lost at the weekend. There's kind of a different vibe when it comes to Champions League with Dortmund, where they don't always necessarily need to play well to win games, kind of like Real Madrid, but not kind of on the same scale.
Mm.
Last season was kind of a prime example of that. They made the final and no one really were ever saying that they were playing outstanding or tipped them to be finalists or anything of that nature. But this season, there seems to be like a serious dip in form from Dortmund.
Mm.
So you would expect them to get past them. And if they don't, it's a problem. And then it's either Inter or Bayern. That would be the more difficult game. I wouldn't be shocked at an exit, but again, they are the better team of those three teams.
Agreed.
I would agree as well.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let's move on to Leverkusen 0, Bayern 2. Bayern won 5-0 on aggregate. They win this game courtesy of a Harry Kane and Alphonso Davies goal. Shout out.
Saw this coming.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Not you this did. Clearly, though.
I did. I'd say so. I
off look, pedigree alone, Blake?
What?
Off pedigree alone. You would
off
expect.
Off pedigree alone. You would expect Harry Kane to score
a couple goals.
A couple goals.
A couple plus one.
No, I hate the one season wonder thing. I don't hate it, actually. I think it's so
they're
valid.
Also not.
But they are.
Well,
they're not. No. One season wonder implies that they're shit the next season.
They're not shit.
They're not shit.
They're shit.
They're contending for the Bundesliga.
They're not
shit. Again.
They're not winning the Bundesliga.
They're not winning the Bundesliga, but they're still maintaining their second place.
Sure. I don't know. I just, yeah, that's fair enough. Like, they're 6 points out of it. It's still anyone's title, realistically.
Yeah.
But fair enough.
Harry Kane up to 21 goals and 6 assists in 24 games, about to win his first trophy with the Bundesliga. I would actually rate Bayern's chances if it wasn't for my mistrust in Vincent Kompany. But beyond that, they look like a good little side at the moment.
Yeah, Vincent Kompany's a weird.
I don't know, because it's really good some days, really bad the other days. Like Bayern, for example, feels like a loss, but they drew to, was it Bochum?
It was a mid-table
like
team.
They lost.
Was it Mainz?
They lost
to Bochum.
No, that was 2 weeks ago. That was a week.
That was last weekend.
Okay, he said Bochum, so I
no, that is fair because I do remember that. Yeah, but this weekend, this past weekend, they just drew to Union Berlin. So yeah, that's a couple of drop points there in the Bundesliga, opening up the window.
Giraldo still on that team.
Up the window.
It would have been closer if they lost to Bochum. Then Leverkusen.
Bochum!
Whatever that team name is. Then Leverkusen would have beaten
Werder Bremen. The gap is 6 points.
The gap is 6 points.
It's not.
But they only play 34 games in the Bundesliga. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Sorry, they only play 4 games?
34. Oh, yeah, there's not 38.
Yeah, there's 18 teams, yeah.
So they have 8 games left.
Wow.
8 games left. Doable.
Wow, this is bad.
No, that was fine. You're
this,
fine.
This is horrible for me.
No, I would have done the same thing.
Okay.
Trust me.
How am I going to study for this?
Geraldo Becker played for Union, right? Yeah, he did. Okay.
Interesting.
Union. Berlin.
I have another little tangent involving Harry Kane for later on in the pod. We're gonna get there when we do. Mm. But for now, let's move on to Inter 2, Feyenoord 1. Inter winning quite comfortably. They rotated the squad. They still won. They went 4-1 on aggregate. Is there anything much else to say?
No.
Shout out to Rem. No. He's great in this tie. And then we move on. Just like our predictions for this tie.
He was great in this tie, though. Seriously.
He was.
Two great goals.
Yeah.
He was.
He's a good player. He's a really good player.
And then the headliner on Tuesday. Do you want to take this one away, Anto?
I don't want to go that much.
By the way,
it.
In a bar,
bites or gobshites,
can we point out?
I said this at the beginning of the podcast. I don't know what.
PSG's right here.
Yeah, put that on. Put that on for this segment.
I know it's like not that hot in here.
I was wearing this sweater.
I'm good.
I was wearing this two weeks ago.
Yeah, it's fine.
I know you were.
Go ahead.
Gobshites or gobshite.
Ah, Liverpool 0.
Gobshites or gobshite.
PSG 1 at Anfield. PSG get it done on penalties.
Did I get to hate watch this one? I did, right?
It was a generational hate watch.
Yeah.
Generational hate watch. Pretty entertaining game. PSG not as dominant as they were in the first leg, but
I'm gonna close it like this because the zipper does not close. And it's kind of weird.
I'm gonna be honest, this combo is ridiculous.
This is really weird.
That's why I took it off. I'm gonna take it off again.
Yeah. It's not working for me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Love you though.
All right. PSG get it done on penalties. Antoine, I'm sure you're doing very, very well, my friend. Just talk me through your feelings watching this game.
It's just, the optimism has never been so high. Oh. And when I said 2 years ago or even last year that we were going to win the Champions League, there was a sense of delusion in there and a sense of false hope in there. And I will admit that. But this year, lads, there is no better time. There is no better time. Because you look at the contenders of this year's Champions League. You have Real Madrid, who are not going to be in 5 years a team that they are now. They're going to be way better, even in 2 years. And same with Barcelona. Barcelona have a bunch of young players who will be 10 times better than they are right now in 2-3 years.
See, again.
Arsenal's injured. Arsenal has a lot of injuries in their team.
Yeah, they don't have young players. Sorry, it's fine. Go ahead.
Arsenal in the future will be five times better than they are now. Okay. 2 times better. Maybe 1.5. But I'm saying there is no better time to win the Champions League than now because all the contending teams aren't at their top level yet. And we are playing at a level that I seriously have never seen in my life before. This is better than the Unai Emery days, I think. This is better than the super team, or not regarded as a super team to the general public, but in the way that we were playing in 2015-16, in 2016-17, that was a super team with Ibra, Mota, Verratti, Maxwell, all the
Mota the second name, eh?
Yeah, but this is like,
I get you.
It was like the core, right? But this season, they're playing better than that, than the Unai Emery days. Mm. Luis Enrique has truly transformed this PSG team from the superstar, the team that they were to now all these young French players, homegrown talents, Zaire Emery, Désiré Doué came up with Rennes, all these young players that came up in France that know what it's like to represent the country, that want to win for a French club. Luis Campos, our sporting director, has done an incredible job at recruiting these players and kind of firing away from getting the big names, and it's paying out dividends insanely quick. I thought it was going to take a little bit longer. I thought at the beginning of the season, I was saying it's going to take us 2-3 more years. But they're seriously a Champions League to win this year.
So who, what was the catalyst for that change between the kind of superstar mentality and that kind of approach with your Messi, Neymars, and Mbappes to now this completely opposite direction? What changed that?
I think the manager changed that. And Luis Campos specifically. He came in the club initially, and his first few signings were like the big dogs. But then when it failed, and Nasser Al Khelaifi, our owner, kind of went crazy. There was just this whole thing about him getting super mad and saying, like, I'm pretty sure he wanted to sell the team at some point, or he was at least threatening it. Then the mentality shift kind of changed.
There was fan protest too, right?
There was fan protest as well. I remember Messi and Neymar getting booed by fans, which was regarded as disrespectful. And obviously, they're two of the greatest players in our generation. But I thought in some way it was justified. And then, yeah, Luis Campos and Luis Enrique, I think both are the catalysts to this kind of change.
It's gonna feel good.
It feels so good, guys. Like, it feels so good. If we pull a Dortmund last year against Aston Villa, there's gonna be an issue.
Can you imagine?
It could be a trap game. It could be a trap game against Villa.
I'm starting to like not want you guys to win because...
Because oh God, you guys think you're going to beat Real Madrid guys, in the semis, guys, in the quarters.
Marcus Rashford at the Parc des Princes.
Yeah.
Get the bird flying! No, I'm just... Not that... I would... Out of all the teams left, I would probably like it to be you guys.
If it's not you guys.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
It's just... I don't know. It's just like you'd be so. I was right. Like, it was our time to win it. I told you.
I wouldn't say I was right.
Because I would do that.
Yeah, I know you would.
Because I would do that.
No, because I wasn't saying at the beginning of the season that we were going to win the Champions League. I was more pessimistic at the beginning of the season.
True.
Whereas last season, at the beginning of the season, I was very optimistic. So I wouldn't say I was right, but I'd be very happy, obviously.
Yeah, fair.
I just want to say, Donnarumma, I'm sorry. Seriously, man,
this guy did the how tilt and everything. He said, "I'm sorry."
I mean, he just proved me wrong in every sense of the word, didn't he? Thank you.
Thank you. That's funny. That is funny.
I will say though, the things that I said in that video or on that episode, I still stand by.
Yeah, it's still valid.
Yeah, one game doesn't change
the whole reality of it.
He's got penalties.
Also, the reality of it is that his first half wasn't great at all against Liverpool.
He's got penalties.
It was an atrocious first half, and I was scared going into the second half.
Okay. First half or first leg?
Like, first half of the second leg.
Yeah.
It wasn't great at all. He was parrying shots that he should be catching. He was punching shots that he should be catching. He almost let in a Konate goal from far, kind of tips off his thumb. His hand placement was a little bit weird there. But it shows his mentality as a player, because a lot of PSG fans were like me criticizing him on his poor performances in big games. On the back of that, to put in a performance like he did against Liverpool, at least in the second half and onwards, I commend him for that, because seriously, that's hard to do. That's what a big keeper does.
Fair. Yeah.
And he's always been like good at saving pens.
He's good at pens.
He's always been good at pens.
He's proved it.
Do you agree with the narrative that I saw floating around that he stayed down the middle for the first pen to instill that doubt into the rest of the Liverpool lineup to not go down the middle?
I don't know. I didn't really agree with his decision to stay down the middle on the first pen. Purely because you see how wide Salah gets on his run-up. There's just no chance. If you know football, there's
what
no
fraud,
chance.
By the way.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about Salah's Ballon d'Or chances. Yeah. But there's no chance if you're lining up that wide to take a pen that you're going to smash it down the middle. It's really hard to do. And the technique is you'd have to, like, it's unbelievable if you pull that off. But from how wide he sets up to take the penalty, you would think he goes in a corner.
Yeah, I know. I want to shout out Dembele's penalty too. That was fucking beautiful.
Doué's penalty was good too. Not a lot of people were talking about it.
It was.
Yeah.
I know.
Good height, cross goal, cold celebration.
Had the obligatory post the next day. Desiree Doué's follower count doubled overnight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time a youngster makes an amazing play in the Champions League, you see that,
good.
That Bleacher Report post.
Good. I'm so glad. He reminds me of Neymar. What?
Skillful young left winger. I mean,
okay.
In his movements, and the way that he carries the ball, and the way that he dribbles past opponents, there's no closer comparison to Neymar.
I think there's a Blake agenda here, guys. Because if I said that about, if I said that about Nwaneri, y'all would actually kill me. Y'all would crucify me. Make me carry my own cross, set it up myself,
bleed
out on the cross.
I would be very upset if you said that. Julian saying he's not going to be upset is kind of blasphemous.
Okay, but he also
if you said that about Nwaneri, lad, Nwaneri is not, I'm saying in the way that he moves, the way that he, it's literally copy-paste from Neymar. His idol
was. Why are you mad? You have not seen 10 minutes of Desiree Doué play.
His idol is literally Neymar.
I watch him.
His idol is Neymar.
I watch PSG more than a lot of teams.
His idol is Neymar.
Okay, fair. Okay,
he inspires his game off of Neymar.
Okay, fair. Sorry.
If you said Nwaneri, I'd flame you to pieces.
You could compare Nwaneri to other generational players that play more like him.
I still would
probably
flame you.
I think he's talking about Neymar because of the play style and
there's a Blake agenda. It's okay. You don't have to. It's okay. Look.
There's no Blake agenda.
Look, you don't have to agree with it. That's fine. It's okay, guys. It's okay.
There's no Blake agenda.
I'm used to agendas. All right, I get it.
Oh my.
It's okay.
You're just projecting, lad.
Sure. It's okay.
There's no agenda.
It's okay.
There's no agenda.
Blake victim mentality.
Sure. Welcome back. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Blake victim mentality in 2025. That was a 2025.
Oh, that made me mad too. he said that. He said, I don't know what he said, but he said something in big 2025 and I was really upset.
Anyway. Okay. I mean, on the Liverpool side, we're going to talk the more when we get to the
League Cup talk.
Yeah. But yeah, this is hell week for Liverpool. This has been like a season, not a ruiner, but very much changed the way we look at this season.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that when we get there. For now, let's talk about Lille 1, Dortmund 2. Dortmund winning on aggregate. It looked like Lille was going to pull it out there for a little bit, but Dortmund turned it around the second half, the second leg. And yeah. My only other note is almost an all-time performance from Lucas Chevalier.
Yeah. Lucas Chevalier needs to get picked up by a big club this summer.
How do you pick up that pronunciation?
Luca.
That was good.
I tried my best.
You made up for a lot of things you've done in this podcast so far.
What was?
Like, not that you've been bad. You've been great. Actually, you're very good at hosting. I've realized that. I couldn't do what you do. You ask questions. You're very intelligent. See, what Blake agenda. Why? I compliment you, and then look what freaking happens. You look at me like I'm freaking Shrek, all right?
How's that Blake agenda?
Shout out Shrek, man. Shut up, Shrek. Should have cast me in that. I could have been someone.
Yeah? Who would you play?
Are you a fan of the new
animation style? Edogar!
What? You a fan of the new animation style?
Yeah, people are such crybabies about it. Like, that's how Pixar animates now.
But
like,
how simple would it be to just do the same thing you did before?
Sure. I don't know.
Like, why you gotta... Anyways, shout out Shrek, I guess. What did I say that turned you on?
Many things. I don't know. You're just good at hosting. You asked that question, like, what was the catalyst of PS3? I was like, oh, that's a good question.
Like, he's getting so gassed right now. You're gassing him up. Like,
he deserves it. He deserves it.
Yeah, no, he does. He carries this podcast.
Flowers. Quite a bit. You do.
Lads.
The hosting of it.
Stop the glazing.
General.
Tell me about Lucas Chevalier.
Lucas Chevalier.
I didn't watch this game, lads. Like, let's be fucking honest.
Oh, it's just, there's not much really to say.
I saw Jonathan David's goal. Papa B was a big
fan. I saw that too.
Yes.
Yeah, you see.
He needs to score at the World Cup. Sorry.
Yeah, big games. He kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was a big game.
Pulls a Salah.
Yeah.
But he has no right to score that goal,
though. Yeah.
You see Gregor Kobel with that mistake on that side of the pitch, and then Lucas Chevalier on the other side of the pitch. It's night and day.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's night and day.
Oh, that's, day was and that night. The mistake you're talking about on the Jonathan David goal?
Yeah, yeah, it goes right through his legs.
Yeah.
Clinical. Yeah.
No, I guess. No.
You have to.
No.
You have to cross them.
No.
Close the gate. Right.
That's a bad.
That is a save.
That's a save.
You
save that. No offense to you, obviously.
Of course.
No blick.
I saw XQC pull out that save a couple of times.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shout out Inside. I can't wait to watch that tonight.
I'm not excited.
Oh, I'm watching it.
I'm not excited.
I'm watching it. Are you watching it?
I'm gonna watch it with my girl.
Fair.
I'm kind of scared though. Every 30 seconds pausing. Do you think she's hot?
Is there any attractive people?
No, there's not.
Dylan LeMay is an attractive guy. You should do that to her.
Dylan Page?
Or Dylan Page. Who's Dylan LeMay? You think he's hot? You should do that.
Dylan Page, that's the news guy, right?
Yeah. He's
like
him. He's a ledge.
Yeah,
he's and George Clarkey? You think he's hot? They're both good looking dudes.
Yeah.
She would say yes.
I'm still. If she said yes to saying George Clark was hot, I would agree with her.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he's a good looking lad.
Same with Dylan Page. Only 4 guys, 6 girls. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
I thought Patrice Evra was going to be on it.
I would really hope not.
There was a list that got leaked like 3 months ago.
Okay.
And they were all perfect except Patrice Evra.
So he's going to be a guest.
This is the Ballon d'Or conspiracy again. The list was perfect.
I was thinking about that
until the last one.
That's okay, so saying. He's going to be like a guest star or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyways.
Okay.
Shout out Inside. Shout out Serena. She listens to these now.
Shout out Serena.
Really? Shout out Serena.
Shout out. Let's move on to Villa 3, Bruges 0. Villa pulled it out very easily. Yeah, we can skip over.
We've already
this
been
one
on here.
Quickly.
We've been on here for like 20 minutes. We can.
On the same page, we can talk about the Arsenal tie.
What a front three. What a front three.
What was it? Tierney, Marino, and
y'all want a cliff farm? Y'all want a cliff farm? Y'all want a cliff farm? Y'all want
it? Hit him with it.
Guys, if Arsenal somehow win the Champions League with that front three that just played against PSV with Mikel Merino, wingered by Sterling, and Kieran Tierney, if that is a front three that is played in our season and we win the Champions League, genuinely one of the biggest footballing achievements of all time. And I'm not even kidding.
It's a front three that you played in the most unimportant game of the season.
But the fact that we even were forced to play that just shows how nothing our club is right now. And if we somehow win the Champions League, we get through this Real Madrid team that just bought Mbappe, that is
I think you're
one of the best teams in the world, that has Valverde, that Vinny might win the Ballon d'Or. Like, I don't know.
I think Blake is like the Arsenal fan final boss.
Guys, oh my god.
This is this is a joke again,
bro.
Lad,
oh my god.
Is this not the most delusional thing you've ever heard?
Blake, can we do a Real Madrid Arsenal combined 11?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Courtois on goal.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's close though. It's close.
Valverde right back.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Center backs.
We could take both center backs, low key.
I would argue for Rudiger.
Mm-mm. Not this season.
I agree, not this season, but...
I would take both center backs.
There's shouts. Okay, we'll take Arsenal center backs.
Sure. I'd take both center backs. You can have...
Sure thing.
We'll take Fallon.
Yeah, okay. Agreed.
Not much comp there. Yeah.
I obviously, Calafiori is a better attacking fullback.
I'll give you Rice in the midfield.
Yeah, Deck, and then the two Real Madrid.
Bellingham and...
And...
Joanie.
Tchouameni. Yeah.
even Brahim. Like, I know he comes off the bench, but...
No, but I think the best, there's not, they're not really all conformed to they're all playing center mid in Real Madrid.
Yeah, it's really different. CDM. Yeah.
So I think Tchouaméni has been the best out of the three.
Maybe. I mean, Odegaard on talent alone should get in, but he just hasn't played well this season. So
left wing Vinny, striker Mbappe, right wing Rodrigo.
Yeah, and then you guys, final boss.
No, but that take is fucking disgusting.
No, it's not.
Brother,
is Saka going to be healthy for leg one?
I've seen shouts that people want to keep him out for the rest of the year, which I think is just like a...
Why?
Like the best achievement in Champions League history.
I didn't say I said football history, actually. Guys, obviously I'm stretching it, but...
Well, yeah, no shit.
It's like you guys... This is...
It would be a great... Did Leicester have to have Mikel Merino up front? I don't think so.
Julian summarizes
exactly.
Very well.
They didn't. You just proved my point. They had one of the... they had a striker who had one of the best seasons in the Premier League ever.
And who is it?
It's 11. It's heaven for Jamie fucking Vardy.
Who is
against
their backup?
Against you guys. No, against Liverpool.
Who's their backup?
Okazaki. Shinji Okazaki. Fucking... Shinji Okazaki would do his shit.
Don't give me revisionist history about Shinji Okazaki.
But why are we talking about backups?
And they had, like, who was it? Alua as well?
Yeah.
73 rated silver on FIFA.
All right.
I remember impacting way too many times.
Like, Julian summarizes very well the other day.
What?
It would be on par with Chelsea winning in 2021.
No.
That's the max I'm going.
Yes.
That's the max I'm going.
Because if you won it, you would have to do it with Saka back. That's non-negotiable. There's no way your current team at present beats Real Madrid, then beats PSG, and then beats, you know, a Bayern, Inter, Barca in the final. There's no way that happens. And if you do it with Saka back, it's going to be a great achievement, no matter what. Because at the end of the day, you still have some injuries, Havertz being out, etc. But with that firepower being back, the firepower that you have to have to win it, with that squad winning it, great achievement, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't beat out some of the winners we've had over the past decade.
Fair enough. Like I said, I could be stretching.
Can you retract
it.
That statement?
No, because I'm not a bitch, respectfully. I'm not a bitch. Not,
there's a difference between being a bitch and just saying a shit take.
But I do think that it does have some validity. And this is another thing that Arteta, you guys have been, I've heard you guys talk about with naps, Arteta should go. That happened when I was away and I had no
I didn't agree to that.
Do you not understand what the fuck this club has been through for this season?
Yeah,
The fact that we're in second place, any other team, if Liverpool are missing Salah, Jota, and Darwin, or no, and Luis Diaz for like the latter half of the season, and they can't even beat Newcastle, or they can't make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, you're telling me if they didn't miss those three guys that they wouldn't be in a worse position? We're in second place in the quarterfinals of the Champions League without literally any of our first choice front three.
So
that's an incredible achievement alone. And the fact that Mikel Arteta doesn't get enough credit, the fact that the team itself doesn't get enough credit, and then you guys are just going to sit here and go, yeah, but you're going to say some shit. You already have some shit planned. I can see your smile. You already have something planned.
I have nothing planned. I'm just tired.
Oh. thought you're going to have rebuttal. But it's an insane achievement. It doesn't get talked about enough, and it frustrates me.
Comparing it to Liverpool coming back against Milan in 2005.
Man, like, I don't know. That's, like, so long ago. Like
the 3-3 comeback.
Yeah, no, I realize, but sure.
That's better?
That one's maybe one game better. But
Liverpool wasn't good that season.
Yeah, but my point is, we're going all, like...
You're saying football history.
And I just said it was a bit of a stretch. But even if you just take it in a recent context, this will be, like, the most impactful and most...
Leicester winning the Prem isn't
an incredible Champions League win in a while.
So now
it's on the same tier as Morocco making the semifinals of the World Cup.
That's
even
huge.
Then,
I'll take that. That's huge.
No, even then, you just gave him a bunch
but
of
see,
fodder.
Again, like I don't. Again, why can't we just give credit to? Like you guys just hate my takes, which is fair. But why can't we just give credit where credit is due?
We can give credit where credit is due.
So you're giving preemptive
to a certain extent
to something that hasn't happened yet.
Sure, fair. And look, at the end of it, look.
If that happens, we'll give tons of credit.
Best achievement of all time. I said one of the best achievements in footballing history. I still kind of believe that. Like, I think it's like a top 10 achievement in like club history and like football and club history.
Well, you never won the Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. It would be, but you guys don't have to agree with that. So fine. But at the end of the day, there has to be some sort of like extra credit given to this Arsenal squad up to this point. If they even get through Real Madrid and make it to a semifinals, that's a successful season in my eyes. Not from my projections at the start, but from what has happened and how it's unfolded throughout this season so far.
I have nothing else to add.
I mean, I have nothing to say either because I know how these conversations usually go.
But what, again, what is the, at least the last part of I said? What is the last part that I said? How is that bad?
What, it would be a great achievement? Yes, it would. It's your first Champions League ever. Yeah. But it would be as good as an achievement for PSG to win their first Champions League as Arsenal.
No, because you're not in the context of what has happened this season. Because you guys have had a full squad the entire year. You guys have had, there's the extenuating
circumstances. From what people Arsenal. Were projecting us to do this season with Mbappe leaving the club, nobody was tipping us to even be anywhere near the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Let's be honest here.
Fair.
Not even he had them going past
Liverpool. Fair. It's 2-1, so whatever, fair. We can move on.
That's why I said we should move on, because I know how these conversations usually go.
We also said we'd Marty skip annoying. These, but...
Whatever, it's fine. Arsenal just suck, and Arteta doesn't deserve any credit, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so would you have beaten Liverpool?
Let's get into Liverpool, actually, because we should have beaten Liverpool, because Carabao... Okay, no, sorry.
Atleti Real. Let's go over.
Yeah. Oh, right, I forgot. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Atleti won Real Madrid nil, but winning the tie 2-2 in aggregate via penalties. All I have to say is you just knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
You just knew this was going to happen.
It's devastating the way that it happened, though. Off of that retake, or off that, not retake, off of that canceled penalty, the double touch from Julian Alvarez, which is minimal.
I have a take about
minimal.
That. I have a take about that. So, I know it should be ruled off because that is the rule. But should it be the rule?
What? Like, you mean it should be retaken?
Like, I know, like, Mahrez has had a penalty scratch because of that. That's happened in the past. You can't, obviously, the rule makes sense that you cannot kick it twice on a penalty. But in those nominal situations where it happens so by accident, where you just slip and it's clearly not on purpose, I think... at the very least, you should allow them to retake it. I would even argue that you should just let the goal stand.
No. Rules are rule out.
You don't let the goal stand. Maybe a retake, but even then the rule is...
What advantage do you gain by slipping over as you take it so much so that it hits your standing
foot? That's in like any part of the game. It could be an open net and you slip and miss. You're not going to retake it. Just because it's a dead ball situation doesn't mean that it shouldn't apply to the normal rules. I understand what you're saying, but like that's in like anything. That's in any big situation, in any sport.
You definitely shouldn't be allowed to take it, like, do some little trick that where you kick it twice. Definitely not. But for those situations...
Where it's accidental?
Where it's accidental, and where the penalty is probably worse off anyways now that you slipped. Like...
A rule's a rule. It doesn't matter if it's accidental.
The rule is the rule. It should have been chalked off for Julian Alvarez.
If I accidentally...
But should it be the rule?
Yeah, but if you accidentally go studs up to someone's head, that happens.
But we're talking...
No, but I'm saying that happens, though.
It's a very fair point.
Like, it doesn't... The intention doesn't matter.
I think if you slip and you miss with a wide open net, obviously, like, you don't get any brownie points for that. If you slip, hit it twice, and miss on a penalty, then... fucking fair dues, whatever. You don't get any credit for that. Obviously not. If you slip and it just still goes in, then I don't think you've gained any advantage there.
Slip and you hit the ball legally, then it counts. You didn't hit the ball legally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it's unfortunate in the circumstance, but I don't see how this could is much of a conversation.
I just don't see what advantage Julian Alvarez is gaining by slipping on his ass and hitting it.
But it's not really an advantage. It's just a rule, Julian. Like, there is no advantage. It's just the rule.
I know, but why is it a rule is what I'm asking. You know?
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
Similarly, if the goalkeeper accidentally comes off his line and saves a penalty, that penalty is retaken. Right? If a kicker accidentally hits it twice and scores, then it's not retaken. That's just a little odd to me.
Fair. A little food for thought, maybe?
Yeah. You could say that it shouldn't count, but at least a retake I think would be fair.
Sure.
Anyways,
it's incredible how many times Real Madrid don't play well in Champions League games or in big games and win.
Still pull it out,
and the circumstances this time are crazy. But I remember last year against Leipzig, they played poor and they went through. Against City was the better teams over the two legs. They played poor. Even against Dortmund, I thought they played kind of poor in the first half.
Yeah,
but
you knew how it was going to go.
Exactly. That's with Real Madrid, they're such good champions that no matter how they play, they find a way no matter what. Also, I find it really impressive how Mbappe and whoever it was telling the referee that Julian Alvarez double touched it. How did they realize that?
Because I know, right?
We had the perfect angle on TV, and we didn't see it. Yeah. Like,
also, really confusing how they did it. Like the commentary didn't know until like it was just a little wave. Like if you're in the stadium,
yeah.
Well, it's probably like something on the board, right? On the screen, it was just like this penalty didn't count.
The ref did like a kind of like a gesture, but it wasn't really announced. Yeah. No, that's what I liked. We're gonna get into the Carabao Cup, but I liked how the referee announces his decisions in
North American.
I do like that.
Yeah.
At least it brings a little bit of clarity into the game.
Shout out to NHL and NFL.
Other notes, they started doing that
more recently.
Yeah,
but that's why I didn't shut them out.
Other notes I have in this game: the Vinny miss pen.
Yeah.
He's a fraud.
He's not a fraud. I'll jump the gun. But Vinny's on a generational bad form right now.
He could be. He's on fraud watch.
How much of a bad form is he on? Is he on like a cold streak or?
Oh, it's just ever since that tweet where he said, if they want 10 times more from me, I'll give them 10 times more. He's given them 10 times less.
Fire me up, baby.
Ever since the Ballon d'Or win from Rodri, it's been underwhelming very often. I can't remember a good moment Vinny was in off the top of my head within the last three months.
Yeah.
He had that beautiful goal against Ryan.
Over his last.
But in big games.
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You could argue that that's a big game because they're in the La Liga title race, but I'm saying in the knockout games.
Last 10 games, only has 3 goal contributions.
And the way he celebrated after that win, too.
Yeah.
Pointing at the badge, telling them to go home. Like, I understand you just qualified and you beat your rivals to qualification in the Champions League, which you always do. But I don't know. From the guy that missed a penalty, if that penalty isn't chalked off, Atletico Madrid may be winning pens and everyone's suddenly clowning him because he could have taken Real Madrid to the quarterfinals. He had it at his feet, but he missed the penalty. So,
if he still hits form now, could recover the season, obviously.
Yeah.
I think your season is defined by, obviously it's defined by the whole season, but it's especially defined by the last 3 months of it. So if he picks it up now.
And especially when playing for Real Madrid, where it matters most within the last 3 months of the season.
Exactly.
Mbappe Real Madrid show, or Mbappe Ballon d'Or show is so back on.
Ballon d'Or? Yeah. I thought you were going to say about his flop transfer.
Oh, no. It's so back on, which is great. I want him to win it.
Yeah. It wouldn't feel right if Rafinha or Dembele win it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all these big names in the Ballon d'Ors, on the Ballon d'Or list.
Yeah,
but then you'd see Rafinha. Like, don't get me wrong; they're having generational seasons. Dembele's already on 30 goals this season, more than 20 goals in 2025. It's been less than 3 months since 2025 hit. Rafinha's on some crazy goal assist contributions this season.
Yeah,
like they would totally deserve it. But I'm saying from a name perspective, it just kind of feels weird.
Yeah,
feels like kind of like Nedved. And
I think, bro, we could go. We were saying like Salah. No matter what, we expected them to get through against PSG. Mm-hmm. They're the clear favorites against Newcastle. But he's completely thrown away his Ballon d'Or chances. Completely.
Yeah, they're gone.
I think only way Salah could win it is if, one, he like breaks the goal/assist which and or assist record.
He probably will.
But I think most of all, it's out of his hands. He needs an odd team without a Ballon d'Or contender to win it. He needs the Rafinhas, the Kanes, the Dembeles, the Yamals, the Mbappes to kind of drop off towards the end of the season for him to have a good shot. And for all that to happen, I don't think that's gonna happen.
In years with no international tournament, the Champions League weighs so much on the Ballon d'Or and how they judge the Ballon d'Or that Salah only winning a Premier League, and I say only kind of lightly because he's having the best season of any player in the Premier League, probably better than Thierry Henry in 2000, whatever, 5?
I think so.
I think it was 06, I think.
No, I think it was 05. It was definitely not. I don't know. Anyways, he's having a better season than Thierry Henry. But saying that, it's crazy that it would not be enough for him to win a Ballon d'Or because the Champions League genuinely weighs so much on.
He's also letting. The narrative has grown too about him disappearing in big games. This one against Newcastle, really damaging to his reputation. I think all of the like historic season talk we've been having over Salah and this Liverpool team over the past couple of months completely extinguished now. completely extinguished. And I think this also kind of leaves a little bit of like a, I don't want to say a stain, but a little bit of a bruise right now on kind of where he ranks among Premier League players. I've seen shouts lately of like best Premier League player of all time. Like better winger than Ronaldo, better goal scoring record than Henry, better lasting legacy than both of those guys. And I always thought that was ridiculous, but I think this intangible thing of him looking like a non-factor when he should be the deciding factor is really going to cost him in these big debates, including the Ballon d'Or.
Totally. Absolutely. It would be great to see Mbappe win it, though.
It would be great to see Mbappe win it. From flop Imagine... transfer to, to winning the Ballon d'Or, be an all-time
Is that worst take, for me. Take in 6YB history?
No, I still don't think so. Because at the time, the season was not going well.
It's an awful take.
At the time, it was not going well.
It's a disgusting take. It's a disgusting
If
take.
We made that list today, horrendous take. If we made that list a month ago, horrendous take. 2 months ago, horrendous take. But it was more than that.
So right after we made that, he just literally magically showed up.
6YB curse right after we made it. I think like a week before he started, I think he might have like scored a hat trick or gotten a nice goal. But especially after that is when he went nuclear, bro.
Unbelievable from you.
It's true.
It would be kind of funny to see Dembele win the Ballon d'Or before Mbappe and at PSG.
That makes me sick.
That'd be funny though.
It'd be
great to see as well. A little redemption arc for him.
Oh, 100%.
There are certain players I can't imagine winning the Ballon d'Or.
That's why I'm saying like,
Salah, like I can see it. It's been around for a while. He's an established name in the game. Yeah. I can see him with a Ballon d'Or in his hands. Same thing for Harry Kane. He has an outside chance, but still. But Rafinha winning it?
Yeah, that's weird.
What the fuck?
You just don't see it,
Like, what?
Yeah.
Former Leeds man, Rafinha? Mm. Man. That's crazy. That's like if in 5 years, fucking Martinelli is Ballon d'Or bound. That doesn't happen.
Just can't escape it.
But that's the level.
Why can't Wanneri win a Ballon d'Or? Why not?
What?
Oh, of course he can.
Yeah, sure.
In five years, let's start those conversations.
If he starts taking drugs.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's an unnecessary.
Oh, no, my apologies.
Maybe there is a Blake agenda.
No, that's fine.
No, it's just. it sounds kind of shitty to say, but.
Is that a rage bait?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty. What does he do? Neymar is.
It's valid.
Okay, I want to talk about. I want to talk about Liverpool because. Are we done with the Atletico Madrid?
Yeah, we are. Oblak should do way better on the Rudiger pen. I think he's one of those keepers that just sucks on penalties. De Gea syndrome.
He's not great on pens.
Let's move on.
He's not great on pens.
Can I get credit for saying I was right now about the Liverpool thing?
About what?
I've been on Liverpool's case for like a good 2 months now, and I did admit that they were back in the league, but I've been on their case for a while, and I said that they're fallible. Yeah.
You did say that.
Thank you. Nah, it's not even real because you guys are just doing it to like make me feel better. Like it's not even. The point being that there is definitely a case now that is proven over these last games how they're out against PSG and they obviously lost in the Carabao Cup and that Carabao Cup performance was absolutely terrible. Like, what did you see that was inspiring there? Salah had nothing going. They needed Chiesa, who doesn't even play, to score them the only goal that they had in the entire game. Their midfield was overrun by the Newcastle's a good midfield, but to be overrun completely. Dan Byrne, a 32-year-old. Shout out Dan Byrne.
What a week for him, by the way.
What a week. Call up.
Newcastle man scores the first goal and gets an England call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's just bombing up the left side with absolutely no cover from the Liverpool defense. Like, I don't know. I feel like the turn of their coin is finally falling and the new side is showing. And again, they're going to win the league and it's still going to be a positive season and Slot's first year in the Premier League. But at the same time, it's frustrating coming from an Arsenal perspective because I feel like I've seen these cracks showing for a little bit. And the fact that we didn't capitalize against United, we didn't capitalize when Liverpool dropped points. And now that Liverpool doesn't have anything else to focus on, it's just tidy up the league and drops a good. We can go on to next season. So it's unfortunate from our perspective. But Liverpool, man, from treble shouts, from quadruple shouts, to a Premier League that's not even competitive, which still, all the credit to them. But
if you had told Liverpool fans, if you had asked them, you go out early and everything, but, well, not everything, but you still win the Premier League. You tie United for most Premier Leagues ever, or most English titles ever. They would have fucking snapped it off.
Of course. And that's why, like, you can't write the season off for them.
It's just the way that those first couple of months had us feeling about Liverpool and kind of how that's panned out. Not really think. It's also, I think it's a product of their core lineup not really having that much depth. And because of that, the core players being a little bit run into the ground.
But they do have depth. Their depth just isn't good. Their depth is Darwin Nunez, right?
And that's what I'm saying.
Their depth is Chiesa.
They've been so reliant on the Salas, the Diaz, the Szoboszlais, the Gravenberchs, the McAllisters, that whole team. Because they don't really have anyone beyond that. And they've gotten really lucky that those players haven't been injured for extended periods of time. But even beyond injuries, when you're playing a lineup for that much, you're going to get tired, not going to be as sharp, and they're not going to be as ready to go on a week-to-week basis. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely... it's fun to see. I love it because it's like the only thing I'm grasping on and the English side of football at this point because the league's wrapped up.
It's
like,
cool to see.
You offered up, is the league over this weekend?
Like, yeah, I said, can Arsenal low-key come back? Like, is there a slight chance? Because now it's four games in a row of straight stinkers for Liverpool. PSG away. I don't think they played very well against Southampton at all.
They didn't.
Like, at all.
Shout out Smallbone.
Shout out Smallbone. 6YB legend. Let's get his jersey.
Yeah, that's good.
Then against PSG second leg, I don't think it was a better performance, but I don't think it was anywhere near the level that they should be playing at if they're the champions elect of the Premier League.
Yeah.
And then now against Newcastle, where they were absolutely outran in the midfield in every sense of the word. If they continue this form, can Arsenal, who are kind of kicking their stride again?
Oh, no, dude, let's not even give them.
So let me write y'all a scenario. We still have a game against Liverpool to play, right?
Jesus Christ.
So whoever we play next, Arsenal plays in the Premier League. Arsenal plays.
I had to do this.
Why have you done this?
I'm not doing it. No, they're not going to win.
I'm seriously wondering. Like, so I don't think they're going to win it, but is there a slight chance?
So Arsenal plays Fulham next week. We have Liverpool at the third last game of the season. So let's just say that Arsenal win against Fulham and Liverpool drop points. That's 9. We have to assume that Arsenal wins against Liverpool. That's 6 points gap. That means that Liverpool has to lose two more games. Essentially, Liverpool have to lose 4 games in the next, like, 9. It's not going to happen, but it could.
I am seeing these fixtures for Liverpool, though. And
are they easy?
Like, the next 5 are... You have a Merseyside derby, sure.
We're also assuming one sack comes back for you guys, and you guys win every single game remaining.
Right.
Yes.
Which we did last year.
Yeah.
With a much better.
And it has been done before. Fulham, Liverpool. Then you have West Ham, Liverpool, Leicester, Liverpool, Tottenham, Liverpool.
Guys, what are we doing here?
Chelsea, Liverpool.
Yeah, it's over.
What the fuck are we doing? Guys.
But you know what would be the best?
No, but I just had to instill that kind of...
Like, you know what would be really good for us, and we can move on, is if like we played Liverpool next week or in the next 2 weeks, and then Liverpool drop points before that game, and then we go to... is it Anfield or is it here? I think we might have to go to Anfield. But we go to Anfield, we beat them, and then it's 6. Then Anfield. It's real pressure. The fact that the Liverpool game is at the end of the season... is nice for, like, if the title was close and if they drop points. But if it was closer, then we could actually apply direct pressure immediately.
With the snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, what are we doing here?
Can I have fun?
In reality.
Can I have fun?
In reality, let's be fucking
I don't hate this. I don't hate this.
The moment we saw Bukayo Saka walking out of Selhurst Park with a boot on, we knew the league was over.
Yeah.
can we be honest with us? That was, like, 2.5 months ago.
You had a boot on? I don't know. You didn't have a boot.
You didn't have a boot?
He tore his hamstring.
Yeah. Really like strap.
He had crutches.
There you go. Mark Stanley had a boot.
The moment we saw Bukayo Saka walking out,
no, you're right. But I don't know. Again, we can do Prem. Like, we still have a good amount of time. But like I feel like we got to figure out a creative way to do Prem roundups now. Not for like ever.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's like
for end of season. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we should definitely talk about United. Like I want to talk about.
Let's
Bruno.
Go on Europa League. We haven't talked on Europa League.
Oh. Okay.
Is this meaty in it?
Yeah, like
Lyon are gonna win that, no?
I want to give a shout. Lazio won, Frankfurt, Tottenham, Bilbao, Lyon, and Rangers go through. Also want to give a shout to Bodo Glimt.
There's some good little teams in there. Mm-hmm. It's a competitive tournament this year.
Shout out Bodo Glimt for beating Olympiakos.
Yeah. No totally videos.
Europa Conference League champions Olympiakos. Let's not forget.
Yep.
Yeah.
I won't forget.
I didn't know we were shouting the name, but okay.
Champions!
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And then United beats Sociedad 4-1 at Old Trafford. A little Bruno hat trick, Dalot goal. Big night for the Portuguese men. I think Xerxes deserves some flowers. I think we look a lot better. Okay, well, seriousness,
he's like waiting for us to jump in and like just back your team, lad.
Go ahead. I am waiting for you guys to jump in this because this is a podcast. It's supposed to be a conversation.
That's crazy. That's a crazy shout. Like that's a dig.
That doesn't.
Is it you're talking about the Sociedad game? Why don't you just talk about the Leicester game?
I will get to the Leicester game in a second.
Okay.
I'm gonna say about the.
Snappy today. Jesus Christ.
Maybe 2 months.
And you guys both keep moving around. I have to adjust the cameras.
Maybe two monsters
sorry,
next
sorry,
year.
Brother. I'm sorry. God. In all seriousness, what I was about to say, one, we look much better with Dorgu on the left. And more importantly, genuinely, probably our best performance under Amorim.
Yeah.
Our most promising performance under Amorim.
Yeah. Who's saying otherwise? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
I came in here admitting that like Bruno had a great game and that you guys are on a good run of form.
Yeah, this feels good. This feels good. United have won two games in a week. Good. This is crazy.
Have you guys seen that guy on TikTok who's like, I'm not cutting my hair until United win five games in a row? Yeah.
He's
five? Now, I thought it was three.
No, it's five games.
Yeah,
in
he's
row.
Not. He's not. Ooh.
Wait. I think he's still in that for a while.
Yeah, no, he is.
Tough.
We're unbeaten in five, though.
And his hair's pretty long already.
Mm. We're unbeaten.
Talking caveman level soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's already like hiding shit in his
that's
crown.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, he's already at that level. Lester. If that's all you have to do to get a feature on Sky Sports, like, let me do that, man.
All
right. Do it then.
Do it.
Anyways, I genuinely haven't got a haircut in a couple months. I may, like, genuinely
unintentionally doing it.
Yeah, I may be unintentionally doing it.
Yeah, fair.
Okay.
Anyways.
Good.
Yeah, about the Leicester game, Shadow Hoyland. He's finally done it.
It was a good goal.
He's finally done it. His first goal.
Questionable defending on that first goal.
Yeah, what
it's
is Leicester.
Let's be honest. It's Leicester.
He like didn't close him down.
No, yeah. Wout Faes is always at the scene of awful.
To be fair though, you're forcing him left. I wouldn't back Hoyland to score that. But I wouldn't back most strikers to score that.
You wouldn't back.
What are you talking about, Julian?
Most strikers to shoot score a cross goal from
like
point blank range
6 yards
it
out.
It wasn't 6 yards.
Dude, what are we talking
Maybe
about?
It was closer than I thought.
It was very close. Bro, I think I'm scoring.
I thought it was more of an angle than it actually was.
What? It was like
because it was placed very well.
With all due respect to Wout Faes and whoever Leicester's keeper Hermansen, I think
this
is
where the shot comes from.
I'm scoring
from
that.
Julian.
Okay.
Like that's just drive your foot through that laces.
Yeah, you
corner.
Can shoot near far. Yeah. Shoot it anywhere, not at the goal.
I thought it was a little more to Hoyland's left than actually, or Hoyland's right than it actually was.
No.
Anyways, his first goal since early December. Fucking finally, man. His next goal. Are we saying over under 3.5 goals for the rest of the season?
Oh,
the under smashing.
Yeah,
the under is smashing. Yeah, we're in March.
That's so
we're in
sad,
March.
Dude.
You have 2 months left.
Mm.
That's so sad.
You have 2 months left.
No, I think he can hit a little.
Doesn't count international competition because you know next week he's going to ball out for Denmark.
Yeah, he will.
True.
Yeah. No, goals for United. Over under 3.5. He works in streaks.
He does.
When he scores,
he'll get on the purple patch.
He'll score 6 in the next 7. When he's not scoring, he'll score. He won't score for 2 months.
Yeah.
But he works in streaks. So it's a little odd with Hoyland. But I'd take the over.
Okay.
I'll take the over.
We'll see about it. Talk to me about Bruno.
Bruno, absolutely superb. I love him in this form. Obviously, he has his drawbacks, can give away the ball a lot, but when he is commanding like this, he's got his finishing boots on, and he's actually creating shit. Great to watch. The first Man United player to reach 50 goals and 50 assists for the team since Waza.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And that's a hell of a feat. It's a hell of a feat.
I think he's been getting very underrated as of late.
Yeah, I agree.
Disagree. I actually don't see much hate on him anymore.
I see a lot of hate on him.
I don't. The only hate I see is
from
me.
There was hate on him a couple months back. To be fair, he was playing pretty poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But
the narrative shifted a little bit.
The narrative has shifted. The narrative has shifted.
The hate, which is unfortunate.
Every action is going to have an equal or opposite reaction. All right? That's what we're seeing.
What the fuck are you saying, lad?
It's Newton's second law. I have no idea if that actually is.
It sounds right.
Someone smart said it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate that he's playing well.
The hate was mostly surrounding his attitude.
It is. I don't like the player. Yeah, I don't like the player at all. It's unfortunate that he's playing well.
He will grab a game by the scruff of its neck, and he will be the reason if it goes well or if it goes bad.
Exactly. That's not what you want. You don't want him to be the reason it goes bad. That's always been my gripe with him, besides him being a whiny bitch. But he will... Where's the not rightness about that statement?
He does complain.
That's been my gripe with him, is that, yes, he has the game-breaker ability, probably more than most players in the Premier League. That's undeniable. However, he will also be the reason why you have such a terrible game. Like, he'll be the reason why, like, you'll be searching for him to do something because your team isn't good and he won't do that for you. And maybe it's just because of the system, but, again, I don't want to focus on the negative aspects when he's having a great run of form. So, shout out, Bruno. He's playing well.
Fortunately.
Unfortunately.
No. Yes. Okay. Weird thing to say.
What?
Unfortunately?
That he's playing well?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that he's playing well. I don't like United, guys. Like, I really don't.
Speaking of unfortunate, and you're going to agree with this, Aiden Heaven had a really bad injury. It just leaves a sour taste in the mouth, and he had to be stretchered off. We don't know exactly what type of injury it was, but
why are you laughing,
it's really worrying because it's one of those on TV that they didn't actually...
You guys are disgusting. What are you doing?
He puts on like a tone, you know? He changes the tone of his voice.
Because I need to lock the fuck in when
you're across. It's unfortunate, but like...
I don't know specifically what the injury is, but what's the most concerning part about it is it's one of those injuries. I'm going to look this way now. It's one of those injuries that they don't show the replay of. That's when you know it's bad, okay. Usually.
Mm.
What happened on the action exactly?
He collided with Patson Daka and then went down and he's like,
why did you laugh?
I didn't laugh. He collided with Patson Daka.
Who?
Patson Daka? The Zambian?
Paston? Patson.
Patson. Patson.
You're saying it right?
Paston.
No, Patson.
It's Paston.
No, it's Patson.
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 It's Patson.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Patson.
And then he was on the sideline like screaming. What was a collision, bro?
Head on?
No, it wasn't head on. It was a lower body injury is all I can tell you.
Okay.
He walked out in a boot. So I imagine ankle. Okay. But the fact that he was walking out the stadium is a good sign.
Look, it sucks for the young lad, but like...
But?
No, there's no but. You don't want to see people get hurt, but like...
But?
If he stayed at Arsenal, like maybe this wouldn't happen, you know?
What the fuck, bro? Yeah, because he wouldn't be playing. He'd be playing for your under-21s.
Sure, he wouldn't be playing. That's true. It actually wouldn't have happened, but now he's playing.
It's unfortunate for him. It's unfortunate for him. However, I have no feelings towards him.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
What?
You called City... selling Palmer bad business. If Aiden Heaven and Chido B. Martin turn out to be good players, is it bad business from Arsenal?
Sure. Especially Chido.
Thank you. Moving on.
That's what I'm saying. You guys try and like bait me into a trap. I'm smart.
I'm just making sure you're not moving the goalposts at all.
How's Toby Collier doing? Because he's coming on almost every game now.
Solid utility player. I don't like that we have to turn to him so much. I wish he would develop more. I don't like overplaying the youngsters. Mm. But he's solid when he gives a shift. A little bit of a tendency to pass backwards that I don't love. But he's decent on the ball. All and reliable. Not a world breaker. But could be a little John O'Shea of the future.
Bit of a knob.
He's a right back.
But does the job.
He's a right back?
John O'Shea played everywhere.
Okay.
Mostly a midfielder, though.
Okay.
But yeah.
Mm. All
right. Right back, no? He was mostly right back?
I thought he was a center back, to be honest, lad.
See? He played everywhere.
I'm pretty sure he played one of the finals at right back, 2009.
Yes, he did. But I know he replaced Scholes a couple times. They played in midfield together.
Okay.
Anyways, you are not about to correct me on United knowledge. That'd Fair. Be crazy. That would be crazy.
Fair.
Even if you're right.
John O'Shea.
I know
I'm
right. I know he played right back.
I know he played right back too. I know he did too.
You want to name me the starting 11?
I can go for it.
Starting 11, 2009 Champions League final.
United versus Barca, 2009.
Score?
Oh,
score?
See, I'm getting
score
it. Line? I'm getting
score
it confused.
Line? Lad. 2009. 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0.
Bucks. Close your computer.
Because I'm getting it.
Really, go like this. Okay, I can see it. Never mind.
I'm getting confused with 2011.
Okay.
Okay? Because I know 2011 was 3-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who scored for you guys? 2011.
Wayne Rooney. All I'm saying is it says he's a center back on transfer market.
Okay. Can you pull up the 2009 Champions League final starting 11?
Yeah.
Guys,
I think I can name the Barca one.
Obviously, Ronaldo played. Rooney played. I believe Tevez was gone at that point.
Yeah, he didn't play.
He did not play.
No.
You obviously had Scholes in the midfield along with Carrick. And
Sky Sports article.
Was it Scholes? Scholes might not have been playing. He might have been too old by then. Maybe a bench warmer. Coming off the bench.
Perhaps.
Who are you going with?
Okay, wait. Michael Carrick, I'm locking in.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah. Can you start from like bottom
yeah,
up?
Yeah, start bottom up.
Why are you doing?
All right, Ferdinand Vidic.
Yeah. Keeper?
Van der Star. Bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Edwin Van der Star in net. Mm-hmm. All right. Was it still Evra left back? All right. Right back, was it?
We said it.
John O'Shea, yeah. Of course. I was thinking Wes Brown from the year before. Moving up to midfield, we have Michael Carrick in there. Mm-hmm. We do not have Paul Scholes. Was Anderson playing at that time?
Yeah.
Was Park Ji-sung playing at that time? No, I think he's 2011,
in.
I was thinking.
Park Ji-sung's in.
No, he is in. Sorry. Not in the midfield, though.
I guess
in the midfield, yeah. Okay.
The other midfielder I should know. This is poor for me. Was it? No.
I was about to say. I mean, you should, like, this one's kind of obvious.
I think I know who it is.
This one's kind of obvious, I feel like.
It should be obvious. I feel like it should be obvious.
Don't think midfielder.
Yeah, don't think midfielder.
Don't think midfielder.
Yeah, because you got the two midfielders.
Oh, it's Rooney.
Well, yeah, he's there, but you're missing, like.
Oh.
This is really obvious.
No, just say it. Just say
Giggs?
It. Giggs? Oh, yeah. Was it Giggs? Oh, Giggs was playing in 2009.
So,
yeah,
Ronaldo.
Playing for a long time.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo, that's 11. Rooney.
Yeah, so Scholes, Berbatov, and Tevez were all on the bench. And Johnny Evans. And Raphael.
Johnny Evans. Big Johnny Evans.
Mm-hmm. I remember that Johnny Evans and Phil Jones partnership.
Okay, Barcelona, go.
Man.
Victor Valdez in goal.
Oh, Eric Abidal.
No.
Isn't it just him or is it both of you? Oh, you both do it.
Puyol right back?
Yeah.
PK?
Yeah.
Left back, Silvinho.
Wow, that's a show.
Wow.
Then the midfield three. Mm-hmm. Busquets, Iniesta, Xavi.
Yeah.
I'm missing the center back. I know I'm missing the center back.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Messi.
Yeah.
Eto.
Yeah.
Henri.
Yeah. You're missing a center back.
I feel like it's obvious.
Kind of.
Hold on.
It's not Eric Abidal?
No. Hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Don't want to
spend a hint
on this. No, hints. No hints. It's not Mascherano. That's 2011. Is he known as a center back? No. I don't think he is, right?
No.
Okay, yeah. Fuck, who is it?
He's like a world-class player.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nationality?
It's going to give a...
Okay.
He's African.
Oh, yeah, Touré.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy. He played center back.
I should have got that.
Fuck.
Valid. W ball knowledge.
Yeah, it was good.
W ball knowledge.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go over the Prem super, super quick because there's not much to go over.
I just want to shit on Tottenham quickly.
Go ahead.
You want to start with that? Let's go.
No better person to do it than an Arsenal fan.
Don't have much to say other than when is Ange going to get sacked? It's gotten to the point here. I'm over it. Or is the injury crisis still happening? No, they have players back. Is the players not performing? Yeah, sure. Does the manager keep trying to fit square pegs in round holes? Yeah. Is there going to be a repercussion for his actions and his inability to get results in a Premier League? 16, 17 losses. What is it this season? I don't know, guys. Like, this is... If I was a Tottenham fan, I'd be calling for his head immediately. Because
I think the plan is to let him go in the losses. Summer.
Yeah.
There's not really anything a manager can come in and do. This season is unsavable. You can't really play for anything. Europe is out of reach 100%. Yeah. There's really no point in sacking a manager.
And who do they bring in? You know?
I don't know.
They're still in the Europa League. They still care about that.
I'm still in the De Rossi shout.
Sure. Sure. Look, this team, they had Ben Davis playing, which, like, God, why is he still in a footballer? But, like, Jed Spence, Romero, Udogi, Vicario, Archie Gray, Bentancur, Bissouma, no son, but Johnson, Solanke, Tell.
It's a good team. On paper.
It's better.
Fulham's a good team, too, but 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
They actually played okay, but I don't know. I don't know.
Two late goals from Rodrigo Muniz and Ryan Sessegnon. Ryan Sessegnon, that was a nice goal.
Yeah.
I know he didn't celebrate because he used to play for Tottenham, but looked very cold in the mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah, it was
just
good.
Just walked away. Pulled an Elise. It's very nice.
Miguel.
Ball for trait.
Yeah.
It's always Miguel, eh?
Always.
Always. Anything else to say about them? Like, I'm just kind of like confused on what to say to Tottenham. I brought it to you earlier, but saw the clip of Ange getting heckled and him responding to a fan. It seems like he's losing his head a little bit. I won't lie to you.
Shit, I would be.
Managing Tottenham, yeah. it's a tall task. It is.
I saw the video of Matisse Tel kind of confronting fans. Mm. I don't know why fans are blaming Matisse Tel in the first place.
Respect,
why is he the first player that you're going after? He's a 19-year-old loney who's leaving in the summer.
They're, I don't know.
He'll definitely leave now. He won't want to come back.
They're just, I don't know. They're in such a shitty spot. Like, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. Who would have thought that United was somehow going to pull it around?
Genuinely.
Genuinely. Oh, speaking of,
oh.
We have not talked about the Old Trafford plans since our last pod.
Speaking of, we also haven't talked about Andrea Berta, who? Our new sporting director.
You guys?
Which happened last week.
Okay. Who? Andrea Berta. I don't know
him. Is that his name?
Where's he coming from?
Atleti.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrea Berta is the new...
Atleti this season? Like, he was still at Atleti this season?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's actually like 100... No, I think it is. Here we go. Because what's his name? Fab said it. Is it... I know his name is Berta, but... But yeah, so we have a new sporting director. Which
that's good.
Yeah. That's kind of it. I think... I don't know. I'm hoping it goes well, but...
I mean, you look at the Atleti signings mm-hmm. over the last decade, it's all been very good. Mm-hmm. All the players they've signed, bar maybe João Felix and a couple more, have been generally very good. Mm-hmm. This summer specifically, Julian Alvarez, Conor Gallagher, mm-hmm. Lenormand, mm-hmm. all very good. So
the Griezmann signings?
Yeah.
Selling him back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Should be good.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Old Trafford?
Yeah, new plans to build a multi-billion pound stadium in Manchester. A little bit sad that Old Trafford is coming down. Old Trafford is actually coming down. Old Trafford is actually falling down, Blake.
Old Trafford is falling
The only
down.
Thing that is kind of...
This is copyright free, by the way. Do you know why I'm playing this?
No.
Because it looks like a circus.
Because it looks like a circus.
Yeah. Fucking
little. Me, I'll put a clip in.
Fucking little cunt. Fucking little. Such a. It doesn't even. I was literally about to say. I love the look of it too.
I just find it insane. No, I just find it insane how they're posting an AI picture of it. Like,
yeah, it is kind of crazy. Picture?
Yeah, you see the humans on there are not real.
That doesn't mean it's AI generated. That just
one
means
one of the pictures they posted
visually rendered.
One of the pictures they posted, I think, was AI.
What, like, you could tell by, like, the way it's
kind of
pixelated?
Yeah.
These look very real to me. Not real, but, like...
But, like, an accurate representation of what it's
professionally
like.
Composited.
Okay.
All right.
I could be wrong. But, yeah, I mean, it looks great to me.
Sorry.
Brother. It looks great. Genuinely, I love the look of it. I think the only part I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted is that... This probably means I'm never going to visit Old Trafford.
Wow. Unless.
Yeah, I mean, you should just go in it.
It's not that simple.
Well, it is.
It's really not that simple.
I mean, the act
simple of... for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's definitely
simple. Okay, and moving on.
It's simple.
A-list like, celebrity over here on the
well,
pod.
I wish I was an A-list celebrity, but anyway.
C-list celebrity. Still afford it. That's the point.
Oh, bring him to B. Oh. B plus A minus.
Oh.
In my eyes, at least.
That's very kind of you. Yeah. Very kind of you. Okay, where to?
Barca Atleti.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go on La Liga a little bit. Some context for this game, because, I mean, were you watching?
It's Blake, yeah.
I just say it because I always need, I needed that piece of context.
Does that feed into the Blake agenda?
Yes, it does.
No, okay. No, I don't mean to say it with the Blake agenda. I'm just wondering how much I'm going to have to explain it. Basically, after this game, Barcelona are now level with Real Madrid at the top of La Liga, but they have a game in hand. Atletico Madrid were up, I believe, like 2-0 with like half an hour to go.
20 minutes.
20 minutes to go, and then Barca score 4 unanswered.
And had Atleti beaten Barca, they would have been provisionally top of the table with Barca, Barcelona. Barcelona would still have had a game in hand.
Yeah.
But they did. They another remontada for Barcelona.
And guess who scored the winner? It was your boy.
Kind of mean.
Like a deflection, but.
Yeah, you don't. He got the goal. They awarded him for the goal, but you don't really. I don't know.
Two for Ferran Torres and your other boy, off the bench. Lewandowski.
Great goal from Leo, by the way.
Yeah.
Great goal from Leo.
On the turn thing.
Okay. Yeah. You got, like, what do you want me to say here, guys? This is a podcast,
and Blake's hitting us with okays.
Okay. Look.
Boy proven.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's just say this is all feeling a bit familiar to me. Okay?
Okay.
Almost like I've done this before. So I just, you know, just you guys watch the game.
You've been here before.
You guys explained the thing, and okay. You can keep explaining. Fair. I'll add my due diligence when I need to.
The funny thing about this game is that there was not that many chances up until Sorloth's chance.
Like the 60th minute, right? There was a...
Huh?
Wasn't there like the 60th minute? There was
60th minute what?
Like no keeper.
No keeper had made a save.
Jesus, bro.
What?
That is crazy, though.
No keeper had made a save up until the 60th minute, which is insane. In the first half, there's minimal chances until you have that Julian Alvarez goal. And I just want to touch on Julian Alvarez for a little bit. I think Julian Alvarez is slowly becoming one of the best center forwards in the world.
Really?
Slowly. Yeah. We'll not get too ahead of ourselves, but slowly.
I love how no one cares about me saying that he was an underrated signing.
This is Julian agenda.
What do you mean?
He slowly is
becoming the best center forward in the world.
I put Mbappe and we not here at the time because at the time he's putting up bad performances and he wasn't having a good season at that time for Real Madrid.
Oh, you're talking about his
Julian Alvarez. His tier list. You put him in we not here even though he had already started coming very very good for Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
But who's getting pelters?
That's not him. Yeah, fair.
Well, still we do. After everything.
But then he'll say it's Blake agenda and I will never agree with him.
It is Blake agenda.
We gave you your flowers for today's episode, I feel like, with the Liverpool thing.
Well, I had to like beg it out of you, but anyway.
No, we were gonna give you your flowers. Continue. Whenever I watch Julian Alvarez play, it's really hard for me to find a flaw in his game. He's elite finishing, next to elite finishing. He doesn't have elite finishing just yet, but you can see that it's growing in his game. His link up play is very, very good with Griezmann, Samuelino, even the midfielders. His hold up play is great. He makes space for himself, he makes space for others, which I think is really underrated. His chance creation is top tier.
Mm-hmm.
He has quite a bit of key passes into the final third that lead to chances. But the one thing that really surprises me, or the one thing that's really underrated for me in his game, is his chance optimization. The CO, not the OO. Not the opportunity optimization. The chance optimization. He optimizes his chances so well.
Yeah.
I think his goal against Barca is like a prime example of that because it's his only chance in the first half, I think in the game actually, it's his only chance in the entire game and he scores it. Granted, it's not the hardest goal to score, but he plays for Atletico Madrid, a team that doesn't get 5 million chances a game. Yeah. They're a very counter-attacking team and they won't get a lot of chances unless they're playing a weaker team. But he makes the most out of those chances. We saw it against Real Madrid, that curler in the first leg. He makes the most out of his chances and I think that's what's very underrated about him. I think the way that Diego Simeone plays him, where he's not restricted to a certain position and he's able to come off the left, come off the right, even drop back as a center attacking mid sometimes where Griezmann pushes up as a striker. I really like that interplay between him and Griezmann. And I think Diego Simeone is playing him perfectly, seriously. In 2 to 3 years, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy is looked at as one of the most complete center forwards in the world. I think he's on that trajectory, and I don't think it's outlandish or it's outrageous for him to hit that milestone.
And he has that talismanic nature that they'll obviously lose when Griezmann, you know, gets up there a little bit, but they have that next guy up after that to kind of carry that torch.
Talismanic?
Yes. A guy you build a team around. The guy that can pull shit out of nothing, you know? You don't build your team around Rodrigo de Pauls.
Great player, by the way.
Great player. With all due respect,
you don't
build your team around that. You build your team around a Julian Alvarez or an Antoine Griezmann.
Mikayo Saka.
There you go.
There you go.
Manic nature.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
My boy.
Mwah, mwah.
Okay.
Well, I feel like I'm praising Atletico a little too much. They were the losers in this game. Lamine Yamal had an incredible game.
I know.
Incredible game. Every Shout single time
Lemon,
he's bro. On the ball.
Shout out Lemon.
The crazy thing is about this game is that
let's not do that.
Simeone purposely put
Lemon.
Lemon?
What?
Lemon.
That's how I remember his name. You guys know this.
Okay.
Not because he's a great player, because you call him Lemon.
Well, I thought it was Yamin Lamal for a minute, but
I remember
Lemon.
Is it Yamin Lamal or Lamin Yamal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said the same thing. I don't know.
Okay. The funny thing about this game is that Diego Simeone started Reinildo at left back because he's the more defensive between him and Javi Galan. Mm-hmm. He was preparing for Lamine Yamal, essentially, basically, because Javi Galan wouldn't have been able to keep up with... If he wasn't able to keep up with Rodrigo 2 weeks ago, yeah. How would he be able to keep up with Lamine Yamal this week?
Fair.
But Reinildo absolutely got destroyed. I think in the first 10 minutes, he gets dropped to his feet. And throughout the entire game, Lamine Yamal is constantly pushing down that right wing, targeting Reinildo. And ultimately, at the end of the game, he gets that goal. Deserved, yes. His goal, not sure. Mm. Maybe it was on target, but I don't think it's his goal. I think that was more an own goal, but deserved for sure. Man of the match performance.
Valid.
Yamal agenda.
Yamal agenda. Are you hearing yourself?
Besides the fact he's wearing a Barca kit right now.
Oh, we don't love Barca. This episode is so titled Agendas, bro.
That's a terrible title.
No, it's not.
For this episode?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fine. You pick it.
No,
then.
You can pick it.
No,
you can pick it.
No.
No, it's okay.
No.
It's okay.
I have an idea. Hell week for Liverpool.
Hell week?
All right, so that was fucking terrible.
Does that lead us into FPL roundup, or we have a couple more things to say?
Whoa. Weird. Why do we have to say?
Let me think.
All right, Juve lost. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, Juve.
Who cares? They're terrible.
Juve did get cooked, though. Seriously,
we need naps on here.
No,
soon
we
to
don't.
Talk about
yes,
this.
We do.
This
bro.
Juve cooking.
We need naps on this pod right now.
Yes. Naps agenda.
Naps agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's watching this. Naps agenda.
Yeah. We're out here in the trenches for him. Defending him.
Begging for naps.
I'm not insulting him. Whoa.
Maybe not. Maybe not begging. But Juve.
Yeah.
Off the back of...
I can't tell you what happened in this game, but I know it went badly.
7 goals conceded in the last 2 games. Yeah. 4 against Atalanta, now 3 against Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Fiorentina's a decent team in Serie A, but... Like, you wouldn't expect...
What are we doing, lads?
You wouldn't expect Juve to lose to them.
The week before that as well, they got their asses spanked. So,
yeah, against Atalanta.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, man.
Thiago Motta out? I see... I saw... I don't know if you
we're
guys...
We're getting to the line.
I saw rumors that Pioli, the ex-manager of AC Milan 2 years ago, who had won the Scudetto for them, is in talks... Not in talks, ooh. But rumored to be the next Juve manager if they do sack Thiago Motta.
Nice.
I don't know. I think you stick with it for a little while. You need to give him at least a full season.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
one or two seasons. It's been kind of that cycle for Juve where they've just been sacking managers. They've had Pirlo, who they sacked, and they brought back Allegri, and they're sacking him again.
Yes.
They sacked him again. And now if they do the same thing with Thiago Motta, then I don't really see a... actually, they had this guy called Montero. I think it was an interim manager. But if they sack Motta, I really don't see a vision, the vision of this club and where it's heading.
Sorry, I just forgot I got a job to okay. do. I got to zone out for a second. Sorry, I hear Syria and my mind just goes blank. Like, yeah.
He saw me yawning. He's like, oh, shit. That's,
I know.
That's a jump scare. Let
Lads, it's
that.
Like, we forgot to talk about Ancelotti complaining about games again.
Yeah, quickly. He's such a little crybaby. Oh, he's such a baby.
Ancelotti?
Yeah, such a baby. He complained after the game that
the Bellingham Red, I remember.
No,
their game this week after they won, he was like, "This is the last time we're playing. We tried to get the game moved later, but the league still didn't listen to us." Bro, it's like every team has to go through this just because your players make money and they cry about having to play games. Like, I get it. There is too many games in the footballing schedule. I don't think anyone's disagreeing with that. The Club World Cup's adding to that. Whatever. Wednesday, Saturday, that happens. Okay, suck it up. That's what footballers have done for the past 20 years.
Was it Wednesday, Saturday?
Might have been Tuesday, Saturday. I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but...
It was Wednesday.
It's true that the football schedule is getting ridiculous. There's certain extents, though. Like, if you're playing on a Sunday and then you have to play Tuesday, then sure, that's kind of crazy because it's one day of rest. That's for the Europa League. He's conformed to that.
Yeah.
But, but... complaining about that is kind of crazy because every team goes through it. They've gone through it last year.
Yeah.
They've gone through it the years before that. They're the best team in the world, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
With the best players in the world. Sorry.
Touché.
I just thought it.
No, touche.
With the best players in the world that
genuinely.
Need to adapt to every situation
genuinely.
Possible. So
genuinely.
There's a problem there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my
roundup.
Have we talked about PSG Marseille?
We haven't.
See? Bro, sure. Anything to not talk about
PSG. Y'all want
to...
No.
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, you want to make this a two-hour pod? Make it a two-hour pod.
No, no, no. We're not going to make this a two-hour pod. I'm going to be very, very quick. A decent performance against Marseille. A good first half and an okay second half. I wasn't too... I was pleased with the result, but in the game itself, it was okay. I thought Doué was good. His passing is so underrated. He brings a... He's doing it again.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, on the second goal, the pass to Fabian Ruiz is incredible. But yeah, I'm not, as I said, I'm not going to go into this too much because we already talked about PSG when talking about Liverpool PSG, and I'll let you guys take it away at this point because clearly,
look at his face,
clearly,
bro.
There's no respect in this podcast.
He looks like a pug.
There's zero respect.
I'm not doing anything.
There's zero respect in this podcast.
I'm stopping myself. I'm not even doing.
There's zero
anything.
Respect. There's no respect. Not
Why
an
are
ounce,
you laughing?
Not
at
an
me?
Ounce of respect.
No respect towards me.
Not an ounce
I'm
of respect.
I'm just being myself, and he's dying he's over here.
When talking about football that is outside of England, there's not an ounce of respect in this podcast.
There is. Yes, there is. I was one
if it's
that told
not,
you to go
not,
on
if
about
it's not
PSG
La Liga.
Marseille.
If it's not
I
La
told
Liga.
You to go on about PSG Marseille. I told you.
Okay.
I scratched my thing, thing here, and thing I turn there? Over to you. You think I'm laughing at you? I'm not laughing.
Yeah, and then
you
turned around and actually laughed.
I didn't actually laugh.
It's okay.
I went like this.
I'm over. It's okay.
I had to.
It sucks.
Lock in.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. We just won't talk about PSG. It's okay.
Hard for me. No, I want you to.
No, it's okay.
Because I'm not.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't mean to be disrespectful. This motherfucker is the one dying over here, okay?
I don't know. I'm seeing smiles and giggles over here on my left.
I agree.
No. Okay.
I agree.
We're going to watch the footage back, all right?
Okay.
You'll see no such thing from me.
Okay.
Swear to God.
Okay.
We'll see this.
There's nothing to say about PSG, though.
That's what he does.
That's me trying to hold in a laugh, brother.
But why are you having that laugh?
Because of him. Because of him, bro.
Can you be your own person? Or are you that influenced by your surroundings?
I don't know.
Do you see this judgment? Like, do you see character judgments he makes mid-argument?
What?
Always. Same thing with Rodrigo.
He does do that a lot.
Same thing.
He does do that a lot, you know. Yeah.
Can you look me in the eyes like a fucking man?
Show respect.
Fair. Show respect.
All right, gentlemen. I'm sorry.
There's not much to say about PSG.
Okay.
So I'm not. It's a classic. We always win classics. You know, same old, same old.
Okay. Respectfully.
What? What?
We always win classics.
We do.
You know.
Last time we lost was 2021.
Wow. That's a little embarrassing for Marseille.
Well, and before that, it's deep.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing much else to do. Do you guys want to do FPL, I guess?
We'll do FPL, all right. Because we have witnessed
are
in
we
the
gonna
six,
go through this skit again?
Six
gonna...
YB League.
Let's see how it goes. Okay.
The worst performance of all time by a manager.
Can I explain myself? Can I explain
now,
my...
Just for some context, this week was a blank game week, which meant that certain teams, Newcastle, Liverpool, Aston Villa, weren't playing. This means that their players are automatically on zero. Now, any smart manager with half a brain cell would know this.
It's word for word.
I knew. I knew.
And work around it. Correct? Any manager, what? That hasn't resigned.
That hasn't Correct. Resigned. Of course.
Okay.
That matters.
Yes, absolutely. The context needs to be given here. Mm-hmm. Julian, however, or should I say roll of the dice,
word for word,
did not do very well. In an average point game week of 40, ladies and gentlemen, roll of the dice has finished on 16 points.
How weak?
He's pushing that title to you, huh?
It's god awful.
It's awful.
There's not even like a play on words or like...
No, it's just, bad. Let him with that.
Yeah.
Talk about your fucking performance, please. Sackable offense.
But please, like...
I'm not even doing the skit.
Thank you.
Like, I activated the chip on Monday, but I had a crazy hectic week.
Okay.
All right. I had a bunch of shit going on. I promised myself I was going to get it done before the Saturday morning deadline. And I just woke up half an hour after the deadline passed. And I was like, oh my fucking God, my season is over. My season is over.
Your season is over.
I had been planning out to free hit game week 29 for weeks now. That's been my entire strategy for the past month. And he just let it go.
Yeah. He's let it go.
Are you playing side violin for me?
His rank doubled this week from 600,000 to 1.2 million.
Yep.
He's now 100 points behind the leader of the league, Michael.
And you know what the worst part about this is? Big confidence boost to Miles. Big confidence boost to Nomar Mr. Rice Guy. Yeah. And he's going to think that he has a chance to beat me now. And now the only thing I'm playing for is to keep second place and to not have him clown me.
So. A sackable offense, Blake?
Mm-hmm.
From someone that's resigned?
Absolutely.
Yeah, from someone that's resigned?
Absolutely. I'm going to see you in Cancun next week.
Yeah. Top headlines here.
Yeah.
Fan coming out and saying, why is he still in charge?
Right.
You know, the ambitions of this club, they don't know where this club is going.
You know,
what do you have to say to that?
You know what? You're just forgetting that I'm human. You know.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
So Chia Batty Yashile has actually transferred sports.
Okay.
Oh.
Has gone to baseball.
Baseball. I heard.
Has gone to baseball.
I heard. Fantasy baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling a little Michael Jordan there? Or?
Yeah. Very well rounded he is in.
Except
in,
it's, you know, like Aaron Baines.
No.
Oh.
He's very well rounded with his knowledge of many sports, including baseball.
Totally. But are his managerial skills up to par?
I think they will be better in baseball because I think the start will be better.
Are we going to see potentially in the future a return to football, to the Premier League?
I reckon. I talked with the board.
Okay.
Was it
a mutual decision to leave to baseball, or was it more pushed out?
He still has the opportunity to come back and finish the season.
Okay.
He doesn't think he's going to do it, but there's a lot of mutual respect there between the two
parties.
That's
good. At least they maintain a healthy relationship. Yeah. I think that's this is fucking disgusting.
That's disgraceful.
This is disgusting.
Look at that.
Now
we're actually done.
That's
disgraceful.
Quick FPL roundup. Third place, the resigned manager, Blake, on 24
Better
points.
Better than that fraud, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know.
Second place, Macaroni and Cheese, 55 points. Captain Dean Henderson, because he knew that his vice-captain Haaland was going to come on and deliver.
Bro, I was going to bring him in, dude.
And no more Mr. Rice Guy. Activated the free hit chip and used his transfers like a smart manager would do.
Who did he bring in?
Give me 1 second now. He brought in Bruno Fernandes, William Saliba, Anthony Robinson, Yoann Wissa, Erling Haaland. And that's all the people that went crazy for him. So props to him. 64 points in the week.
Shout out.
Very, very good.
Came 50 points on me. Wow.
All right.
All right.
On that depressing note, ladies and gentlemen, is now international break.
Thank
that
God.
Makes feeling better.
I agree with you because this international break feels
needed.
It feels like
needed.
A break.
It feels needed.
Yeah.
In November, you have
From
September to November, you have international breaks every month, every 3 weeks. It's annoying. But here, we haven't had one since a long time, so it's needed. I'm excited to watch France too. France, Croatia. Désiré Doué. You'll see.
Called up for France?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Desert doing.
Shout out, man. Shout out. All right, everybody. Let's wrap this up. Again, everybody, you've been listening to another episode of the 6 Yard Box podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and do all those YouTube things. If you're watching on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating.
5 stars.
And let us know, does Salah still stand a chance for Ballon d'Or? Maybe, maybe not. Again, this has been Julian, Blake, and Antoine, and we will see you all back here next week. And Blake, see us away.
We are.
See ya.
See ya.